morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Now, this is the last Sunday of the month, and we will be enjoying our fellowship luncheon directly following this service. Of course, everyone's invited for good food and fellowship. And as is our custom, on the last Sunday of the month, all activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled. The exception, of course, is the service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed as usual at 2 p.m. this afternoon. There will be a deacons meeting directly following this worship service. We're going to have a working lunch, so we'll have lunch and a meeting at the same time for you fellow deacons. The ladies' Bible study will meet tomorrow, February 28th at 7 p.m. And if you need information regarding that, please see Mrs. Otero. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month is printed in your bulletin. It's from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song I will praise him. Brother Olivas now will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
It's good to see you folks this morning. Let's go ahead and sing our Lord's praises through and through, amen. Turn your hymnals to 359, My Faith Looks Up to Thee.
Thank you.
please stand? Go ahead and turn your hymnals over to 367, His Way With Thee. Please stand.
Standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you, the Father of love and the Father of care, the one who look for us everywhere and protect us, the one who has provided for us a way to heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who has provided an umbrella in our life for this world, and this is every local church in this universe. And Lord, not only we pray for blessings upon ourselves, but we pray for blessings upon all the churches here in America and everywhere. The pastors and the deacons and the elders may praise your name and may guide your congregation with the skill of God and with the love of God. Thank you, Lord, for creating the church, the institution in which we belong to. And thank you for creating many churches so that each one is different and is arranged according to our needs. And so, Father, thank you for providing Bethel 28 years ago. And thank you for having me as a man who is the pastor of the church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I pray for strength and for wisdom as I lead your people. Lord, we as a church pray for our congregation. And we pray for Pedro Apolinar, who is still in the hospital. We pray for Mildred Plica in home and recovering slowly. For Ann Peretto, Lord, with a very attack with flu and so on, and she needs your strength. For Thelma McDowell, who has surgery not too long ago and now is so well and with us. And then for Angela's father, Lord, who is visiting with us today, 80 years old today. Lord, how blessed it is that you add years to our life. And I thank you, Father, for Angela's father and for this birthday, which indicate, no doubt in my mind, the love and the compassion for each other. And Lord, to have him here in our service today, it is an honor. Thank you, Father. And then, Lord, from time to time, we go through circumstances very difficult. And I'm going through one of them. And on the top of circumstances, very difficult, not only our body, our mind, our stress, things happen that we never count could happen. And yesterday we found almost in fire with my old car going up the hill. And with no help in the night. But Lord, you sent two angels from the community emergency report team, response team. One car behind the other. We're going where I live and this street all live. And Father Rebecca, Jim, and Joy took over. They took this old man into their car. They turned the heater on, my wife, newspapers, light, And they took care. The fire department, the police, the 3A, they all came and helped, stopped the gasoline, put the car in the right place, took it themselves, and they drove me home. And even they hold my hand to walk in my garage. Some people do not believe in angels, Lord, but I do believe it. When I was young, I do not believe it. But as I grow older, I need it. And now, last night, Lord, was the most difficult time to see that after taking the car out of the shop, when the man shook my hand and said, "It is like new, these things happen." I learned a lesson that the only thing new is when we come to Christ. When he say, "You are new," we really new, Lord. So thank you again for the community emergency response service and for the team who are volunteer and who are my neighbors. And I never knew them, and now I have new friends. Father, we have missionaries in our church, and they devote their life into the field. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanna and Barbara Avendano, Martha Peretti, Dante and Maruja Ravines, Jose and Diane Avila. And we pray for those locally, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center. Father, they broke in. They stole the computers. They stole baby clothing. They stole many, many, many things. So, Father, we pray for their protection and their care. We pray for the Christian Athletic Association, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, as Danny start again the tour and the racing tracks, and for Fred and Carol Lewis and the U.S. Center. How precious it is to have the audience over the internet. And Father, we pray that they be blessed by us. We never ask anybody to send us a penny. We don't want any penny from anybody. Lord, our church is wonderful and support the ministry. Those who send money do it to their own will and because of their own power. And so, Father, we thank you for them. We thank you for the radio audience. We thank you for those who receive the CD. But, Father, we pray that those people who listen over the internet in many places, that they visit the local church wherever they live so that they may have a place where to worship, friends, to talk, pastors to visit. We cannot do it from here. And so, Father, our church becomes like a vitamin to their life, and the local church will become their home. We pray that this will take place in their life. Now, Father, thank you for the support of your people. Thank you for the offering, and thank you for the giving. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ezekiel. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 937. We will be reading Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 through 10. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 through 10. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. And if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them for me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, If our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Our gracious Father and our God, we are privileged to come together again to hear your word preached. We thank you for that word, which is living and active and is recorded for us in the scriptures. We are grateful that you have not left us ignorant and have not left us to our own devices in this present life, but you have warned us of impending judgment unless we turn from our wicked ways. Thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ, living that perfect life of obedience and willingly suffered in our place the judgment that we deserve. We recall he said that greater love has no man than he who gives his life for his friends. We can see, Father, it is all of grace. We thank you for such great love. Help us, we pray, to walk worthy of our calling. As our teacher and pastor Gabriel Otero comes now to expound the words of life, bless him with wisdom and remembrance of all the scriptures you would have us hear today. We pray for us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that you would bless us with understanding so that we may live our lives in accordance with the eternal truths found in the Bible. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Would you please?